Hey guys, thanks for coming back. Well, here we are, episode 5. I think I'm gonna call it, What's Next? Stay tuned. So, I am thinking about what this episode is gonna be about. I have a couple of good ideas, however, I don't know, I keep getting pulled back to this idea of transition and change. Transition and change. I'm not even sure why, but I think it's worth, you know, the conversation, it seems. So for the last couple of weeks, I will say that I've probably had this conversation maybe 9 times. And the conversation sounds like, hey, I just kind of feel like my core circle is changing, or the people who I found myself connected to in the past is changing. I'm like no longer connected to them, or like, I don't know, that there's some type of discord there. There's something that doesn't add up. And in this time, if I'm being honest, I think a lot of people, you and I alike, are going through transformative times or transformative changing of times. I think it has a lot to do with certain individuals kind of waking up and or being awakened, so to speak. Let me take this back a couple places back. Let's go back just a little bit and discuss how we see spirit, or how we see God, or how we see the universe, or whatever higher power you believe in. It brings up an interesting topic, because I remember having this conversation maybe 3 days ago with someone who came across my Instagram and wound up sending me a text in reference to my spirituality, or just some type of question in reference to, is this real or is it fake? That type of thing. Like, is this really what's happening to you? Or it was just very questioning. I had to laugh at it, but at the same time, I kind of understood, right? So I think growing up, we take on whatever our parents' belief systems are. And that's a natural thing. Like, you're naturally, you know, your parents bring you here. They have their own mindset. They've been raised a certain way. There's certain things that they believe in, you know, and religion is normally one. Religion, finances, you know, things like that. So when I say finances, I shouldn't have said that. I was really thinking political parties. So like if your mother, if your parents were Democrats, you know, 8 times out of 10, you would probably grow up to be a Democrat, you know, or have those beliefs or that belief system. You know, if your mother or parents were raised as Christians, then, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, you would take on those same beliefs. But very different for spirituality in a way. I find spirituality something that you kind of find or ascend to on your own. It's like having had a belief system that was probably really rigid, and then living life and seeing that it has to be more. The idea of it has to be something more, right? So let's go back again. So I had this text, and the person said, is this real? Like, I mean, is this real? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm laughing. I text back, yeah, it's real. You know, what do you mean? You know, let's be clear about what you're asking me. You know, is this some type of a ploy? Is it some type of a, I don't know. And I almost was offended, but then I turned around and I tried to see it from their perspective, right? I almost was offended. I was right there at, what the fuck? You know, but I didn't say that. I kind of like reserved my what the fuck for, let's see what's next. Let's see what comes after this, right? So the person began to ask me, well, you know, I listened to your podcast, and the first episode you were speaking about, you know, going on a spiritual journey and meeting your spirit guide, right? And so I text back with the eyes like, yeah. And then, you know, they say, is this real? So, you know, for the life of me, I wanted to just stop texting and call. But I figured, you know, maybe I'll be avoiding a conversation right now or an argument. So let me just text, you know, see where this goes, more or less. And so I realized that in that moment, this person hadn't spoken to me, reached out to me, seen me in over 3 years. This person hadn't, they don't know, you know, what I've been doing from day one to day 10. You know, they have no idea about what type of spiritual ascension I could have been on. They have no idea about who is the person I am becoming or have become. You know, they're kind of stuck in this idea of who I was when they knew me. And so, if I'm being honest, when they knew me, oh, was a totally, total different person than the person that I am today. A lot of the same things remain true with me. However, just my direction in life changed. My conversations changed. I made a pivot, if that makes any sense. So it's hard to catch someone up with the you of today, you know, if they haven't spoken to you in your transition. You know, it was even in that conversation that I realized that, yeah, we are so far removed that there's like literally nothing between us, because this person is stuck between, well, who I was when they knew me and who I am today by listening to the podcast, but not knowing me, not knowing my transition, not knowing the things that I've gone through. It's just different. I am different. So I figured, okay, you know, let me, I'll entertain the conversation. You know, it's not every day I get to be taken down memory lane with someone, you know, from my past. So after about 15 minutes of going back and forth texting, I realized in that moment that not only did I feel better about who I am and who I'm becoming, I also felt better that that person stayed in my past. Because I realized in conversation with that person that we no longer were in the same vein. We no longer was seeing the same things. I mean, the conversation was super mundane to me. You know, I was very bored. I found myself putting my phone down and coming back and picking it up later. And, oh, that's right, we were in a conversation. You know, that type of thing. You know, I realized in that moment that it just, there was just nothing in common. And I realized that a lot of that is happening in this moment. Now, I say that because if you find yourself, I don't know, 28 years old, 29 year old, and, you know, up until this very point, all of your friends or all of the people in your circle have started to look different to you. You know, not in a negative way, but just different. You know, you may have found that you were taking certain friendships for granted. Maybe you was investing too much of your time in a friendship that could not survive, you know? Maybe, you know, all of these things are common. But I think as a collective, on the collective, we're all going through this very transformational time. Some quicker than others. Some it may take a little bit of time. So I'm having these conversations, and it could be from a coaching or it could be just, you know, people that I know in general, you know. And it's like, you know, am I supposed to feel this way? Am I supposed to feel like lonely? You know, am I supposed to feel like I don't really have the support? Or why do I feel like no one understands me? You really can't force people to go on a journey with you. It's not something that is possible, because everyone reaches their own awakenings at their own time. You know, everyone's, even the people who you found to be your peers, you know, from the outside, it looked like you were walking in the same direction. But I mean, even from their perspective, there are things that they had to go through, see, meet. You know, a lot of things had to align for them to be on a specific journey. And let's say at the way you are at this moment, those things have aligned and you've been cast off. You know, it's almost like getting, well, you know what? actually, when I'm saying this right now, I'm seeing the Six of Swords card. And in tarot, the Six of Swords means like going off into better waters, or not as rocky waters, or, you know, your thoughts are becoming more calming. You know, it's not as much struggle. It's not as much challenge. It's not as much anxiety. Like, you're going off into something, or what's next, what's better. That's the Six of Swords. So that's the card I see come into my mind when I'm speaking about this thing about transition. So I think it's common right now, because I feel like, again, after what the world has gone through, you know, what we all have gone through on a collective, you know, in a collective experience with COVID, and then the fear-based mentalities wrapped around COVID. And, you know, you find yourself in a very interesting position. There's some people, you know, you love, that really was kind of riddled with fear. And then there's some people that, you know, it doesn't matter what was happening around them, you know, they kept very high energy. You know, and then there are other people who would get pulled into the drama of it all. So you have your fear-based people. You have people who just did what they did regardless, kind of go with the flow and kept a very high energy. And then you have the people who were really reduced to a low level. There's a difference between fear and being reduced vibrationally to a low level. And that low vibrational person is the one who possibly was, like, you know, getting into rifts, getting into arguments, find issues with everything. You know, like, it's everything is an issue. And honestly, it's no one else's fault, right? It's everyone's fault. I'm sorry. It's everyone else's fault but theirs, you know? Forget every choice that they made between now and, well, from now and like 13 years ago. Forget all those choices. It's not their fault. So you kind of find yourself at this moment kind of mixed, having mixed emotions of, you know, what's next, you know? And what does what's next look like for your friends and your family and your, you know, your life in general, you know? I want to say that it doesn't matter. I feel like we're always trying to find ways to solidify friendships, you know, or solidify mates in that way. You know, you want to hold on to them. You want to keep them close. You know, it's just like, but ultimately these are other human beings, and they make their own choices and mistakes and all that great stuff. And not for nothing, even your children are not yours. You know, they belong to the world, if that makes any sense. They belong to God, the universe, source. And so at some point, even being a parent, you have to be able to kind of switch that mindset and switch that idea of what that looks like, right? Because you quickly will go from being mommy, mommy, mommy to just a coach, you know, trying to help them through their transitions. And you know what that looks like because you've already done it. So same thing when it comes to transitioning anyway. Transitions can start in the mind. It's how you think about something. You know, it could have started with, I don't know, you wanting to look for a different job. And maybe you wanting to look for a different job opened up a whole idea of, I don't even know if I want to be in the same industry anymore. See, that's what COVID did. It kind of put us in a transition. You know, the things that no longer worked for us, we don't have to choose to continue to do it. Even in relationships, right? Even in your closest relationships, either they evolve or they die. Either they change or they go away. You know, it's that's the idea, right? So now you have this idea that you possibly want to change jobs, but wow, maybe I could go into, you know, maybe I'll make a left turn here because it makes better sense for me to now maybe work in my passions instead of working for a check. You know, those are mindset changes. Those are mindset changes. And they don't happen to everybody right away. But when they happen to you, you'll know. You'll know because the conversations that you start having kind of link up to what you've been thinking about. So then you meet a whole new version of you down the line. And you meet that version of you with a whole new set of friends, soulmates, like-minded individuals. But when you're transitioning from the person you are today to the person you want to become tomorrow, it can get a little murky. You know, we can start really challenging ourselves to either continue on the journey alone for the most part, or try to drag others with us because we don't want to take the journey alone. It could be your best friend. You had your best friend since, I don't know, grade school. And every day up to now, you've had a conversation with this person. But now, for some reason, you've made this left turn. And you don't really want to let the friendship go, and nor do you have to. But you feel like you're not aligned. You know, this may be the same friendship that says, no, you know, continue doing what you've been doing because you know how to do that. Don't risk. Okay? So you kind of can get stuck there, right? So yeah, this time is transitional for a lot of people. Now, normally when I'm telling these stories, I actually will tell a story about myself, right? Because sometimes that helps to drive home the idea of what transitional periods look like or transitions look like between people, places, and things. You know, your own transitional journey that you've been set off to take. So, very recently, I've taken my own transitional journey, you know, just trying to, not even trying. I am absolutely listening to my higher self and being guided to what's right for me. And I realize that not a lot of people realize or know what that looks like or sounds like. So basically, watching me from a distance or right up close, it looks like I'm just... let's say very ambitious, right? But a lot of people don't realize what is happening on the inside. So for me, when I reach transitional times like this, if I'm not making a move, meaning a move forward, a step forward, a decision forward, either left, right, or straight, if I'm not making a move, I feel like I'm going crazy on the inside. That stagnancy feels very, not for me today. But there's some people who can live in a stagnant feeling because for them, they're saying, okay, well, I'm going to stay here because right here is comfortable and I don't really know what's ahead and I don't necessarily want to go backwards. So here is good for now. But there are others like myself that here is good for now feels like stuck, right? I'm more inclined to go turn the knob to a door that I don't know where it leads rather than staying here. That's good for now. I'm more inclined to just jump and take a leap of faith because that to me is better than here is good for now. Now, I'm not saying that there was never a time in my life where I, you know, felt stuck because here was good for now was the choice that I've made. Yeah, I've made that choice before, which is why I can speak to it being not a great place for me. And if I'm really being honest, I can say that I was in that space because I was taking on too many different opinions of what next looked like, of what came next looked like. So as a person, I've adopted to only take in my own counsel. And I found that because I do that, I'm able to make decisions very quickly and I'm able to pivot without thinking about what others may think about it or, you know, without even really thinking about what could be next. Because what I realize is that as long as I'm listening to my higher self and I'm being guided by my spirit guide, my protectors, my angels, spirits, guides, all of those people, what's next for me is for me. It's literally for me. So I can trust that. You know, I can trust that because I've seen it happen in my life several times. So in this time, I would just say, hey, you know, it doesn't matter what you don't see ahead of you. It doesn't matter if what this feeling feels like right now feels awkward. It feels like change. Allow it. Let it come in. Let the transition happen. And it only means that it's growth for you. It only means that you're growing past certain mindsets, certain stuck energy. You're growing past and you're growing up. And we find ourselves in this place a lot. And we should, right? Because if day to day, month to month, week to week, we're not learning something new, we're not meeting other people, we're not sharing, and we're not sharpening our knives with people who keep us on our toes, with people who are there to help us to the next. If we're not doing that, then what are you doing? What are you doing? You could be scrolling Instagram, looking at other people do those things. Because maybe you've taken on the mindset that this is good for now. I mean, I'm just bringing up these things because honestly, this is what I've been told to talk about. I'm going to say, if you feel like it's transitional and you feel like you need to step away and you feel like there's something better on the other side of this, turn the knob, cut the light on, get a flashlight, start your journey moving forward. Not everyone is meant to go with you. But it doesn't mean you can't send a ladder back for them, you know, at some other point when maybe their transitional period starts. You know, you've already kind of like paved the way, so to speak, but somebody has to do it. Are you willing to pave the way for the people behind you who they can't quite go with you right now? But are you willing to be the person who goes out and seeks the best version of you? Goes out and seeks the things that, you know, maybe at one point in your life someone told you could not have? Are you afraid to be that person? Because if you are, I would say knock it off. Because someone behind you is waiting for you to do that. Someone behind you is expecting you to be there for them when they get to the point that they're ready for their transitional period. And I believe that it's not only selfish, but living in fear about what could be has to be the worst feeling in the world. If you're gonna be afraid to fail, that's fine, but fail forward. Because a fail is really not failure, right? It's like you learn something from it. You can use that information to try again. But without trying at all, that's immediate failure. Like there's nothing else. Like you didn't try and that's a fail. Like a real fail. So fail forward. If I'm being honest, I'm thinking about the people who have had this conversation with me and they all are on to something very new and not for nothing, very fucking big. I mean, huge. So it's no wonder why they're feeling the way they're feeling with, you know, maybe not sharing everything that they could be going through, you know, kind of doing some things behind a certain facade in a way, just so they can get to what's next. But it's uncomfortable because these are sometimes people who you love and you care about and you want to be able to share these big, big, big things with. But certain things you need to let get out of a gestational period, you know, before you start to dream with others or let other people into your dreams. Because if they're not in alignment with you, if they're not on the same soul path or the same soul journey, or at least have a certain mindset, they won't be able to help you even manifest this big next thing. They won't be able to do it. What they will do unconsciously probably is cast doubt. So, transitions. this is literally what a transition feels like. It feels like you having to make a decision whether to move forward, stand still, or go back. What feels good for you? What feels good for you? Nothing ever truly dies. It is only transformed, right? Nothing ever truly dies. So that relationship that you're trying to hold on to because of fear that it will just die and go away, that's not the case. It doesn't have to be the case, right? But what could happen is that it could encourage growth within them, greater growth within you, and set this relationship on a different path. Growth is encouraged, but it's not something that is easy to do. It comes with a lot of back and forth. And sometimes having faith is hard to do with other people. Right? Having faith is one thing to have hope, and it's another thing to have faith. Oh, I hope I can do this. Yeah, you can share hope with millions, but can you share your faith with millions? I don't know. Everyone's perspective is different. It's important to know that and take stock of it too when you're thinking about what's next. Yeah, you could hope for a million things, but if you don't take a faithful leap towards it, then what is it really? So don't shun away this feeling of transition. Receive it. Open up. Accept it. Think about what you're feeling. Talk about it. Think about it. And move past it. Not everyone is meant to go with you, but it doesn't mean you can't come back for them. Transition is necessary in this moment, like right now. Take the step. Take the jump. Fail forward. Do all of those things to allow you to be your best you. Thanks for coming. So yeah, that's it, right? I think as my days turn to weeks and my weeks turn to months, I am feeling comfortable here, giving my little nuggets throughout the week. Something for you to think about. But, you know, also, hey, I think there are more of us in this together than we are apart. So that is important to know as well. So with that, what's next? Episode 6. See you then.